Much like a Shakespearean classic, today's episode brings together not one, but two unforgettable Juliets from The Real Housewives of London. Welcome back to Reality Mums, Juliet Angus and Juliet Mayhew.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, it's been a really good season. We've loved it. How have you both recovered from after the filming and all the hype of the show?
I think we're still in recovery.
Yeah. Or have you recovered?
I think you think you've recovered and then it like something triggers and it all comes back up again.
I'm feeling pretty good right now. I mean, I feel, yeah. And it's nice to kind of take a step back and a break. I don't know, perspective, but I definitely think that the way the reunion ended was a good thing, even though, you know, we'll see how honest and truthful that can be, and definitely baby steps back into, you know, friendships that you once trusted that you completely lost all trust on now. But yeah, it's nice to pause right now and breathe and kind of take a back, you know, take some time to yourself.
You know, when we spoke to you a few months back, you said that you were good reality TV and you proved that. I mean, five episodes in, you made your grand entrance and it was unforgettable. Now, your feud with Amanda, it clearly affected you quite deeply during filming. Where do you think all of that came from? Like, why do you think Amanda was behaving the way that she did towards you? Because it was pretty intense.
Yeah, see, it's interesting. I was quite affected, but I think it was more shock. I didn't lose sleep over it. I came home and slept very peacefully every single night, which was different when I was on reality TV. And like relationships that I really cared about and from people that were good souled people. I don't know. I just feel it's her. It's at this different side. And I was like, it kind of grossed me out. And I was like, what is your problem with me? It was inexplicable. So I didn't really lose sleep over it. You know, in the moments, I'm like, oh, my God, she's saying these things and people who don't know me and it's broadcast to the world are going to have these, you know, are going to go, is she a bad mom? Does she have a problem with alcohol? Is her marriage on the rocks? And so I was like, well, none of those things are true, but are people going to think that? But once I went home, I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to, you know, come into my, if you're going to be in my house, I'm going to show my husband's up for it. My kids know I'm the greatest mom in the whole world. So we will prove her wrong in every place, you know, and that's, I'm just got to be confident in knowing that it's not the truth. So I was quite okay with the filming. I was like, we're going to show the world that you're crazy and it's not true.
Yeah. You know your truth.
Exactly.
And Jules, people that know you know that that's not true. It's just so, it was so far from the truth that it was just ridiculous. And who even says things like that? It's like insane. There's no proof for it either.
Even as a viewer, you can see just, she's just plucking things out of the air a little bit. You can see people when someone's reaching. So as a viewer, we can sort of see. So
the intelligent viewers, I was like, I've got those people. The people that are, you know, want to cheer for her. That's not my, you know, I can't explain.
That's not your fan base, Jules.
That's not my fan base. So I've hit the real authentic people, you know?
Yes. Now, Juliet Mayhew, your feud with Panthea seemed to reignite at the reunion. Is there anything that you would do differently with the whole dentist drama? Or is there anything that you would reconsider looking back on the whole drama of it all?
Yeah, I think if I actually had a chance to show my receipts, firstly, if you've taken an x-ray within 6 months as a dentist, you can't take another x-ray. It's actually illegal for the radiation. Any dentist that's seen that, I mean, my box is inundated saying, oh my gosh, that child should have had a root canal, 7 fillings, horrific. I mean, the fact that the whole thing was fun, he couldn't have been drilled or have fillings because he was wearing a fixed retainer. So you can't have an x-ray or do that. So all of that was just like plucked out with no fact. And the fact that she was stupid enough to show an x-ray and you could read that as a dentist or as a professional watching the show, I think, poor, you know, more fool her. I know who I am. I know my lane and I also know my truth. I know the people around me and I also know that I will stand for loyalty. And, you know, that's why I stand for, you know, the underdog. When I know a truth and I know someone and I love that person, then I'm afraid that I'm going to stand there for truth and those things will come out. There's no lie. There's no fakeness. I don't make things up. I don't, you know, extrapolate with the bill and the whole thing in, you know, Juliet stood her ground. I mean, Nessie was given £200 back in her account. She put her hand up and said, I should have paid the bill. We've got the emails for that. The castle gave them the money straight back. All of those things. And it would be, people will read through that as well.
By the way, Jules, I had no idea that you probably, like, I just thought about it. You probably have dentists, like, writing to you. And
all the time. I've got them in, they're inundating on my boxes. I've got them screenshots.
That is.
Screenshots going, she is insane. I mean, the whole story was, like, made up. There is absolutely no truth in it. And the fact that she made this whole thing about an x-ray, you can't, like, legitimately as a dentist within 6 months window, you can't do another x-ray. It's illegal for radiation.
I don't want to talk about teeth the entire segment, but it's just fascinating. So you're saying in that x-ray that she did show that dentists are, like, you can see the cracks, the problem?
Yeah. I've got many, many messages.
Lol. That's hilarious.
Lol.
Yeah. I think as far as receipts go, that's probably the best receipt you've ever been able to have.
And she threw herself under the bus by putting that on. I mean, I'm vindicated.
I had no idea. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And vindicated about the dress, because she has written to me and said, thank you so much for wearing the dress. And I've got the receipts of buying 6 dresses. And I've got the dresses. So it's like, I'm not going to just sit there and roll over. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
Isn't it crazy how these shows, like, bring up things and they won't go away from 6 years ago, 5 years ago? It's like there's, like, you know, when things kind of, like, they just...
Yeah. I mean, I did the right thing by asking Panthea, hence the voice message, because the designer had said of the shop, this shop said, please go through with my friend Panthea. Of course, I'm going to ask nicely. But why would I have asked, A, if she didn't have a PRL? And offered, because I never would, because I bought from the shop. So I know it's a shop you purchased. Secondly, why would she have given it and taken a deposit if she didn't want me to wear it? So all of those things were missed out. There is a bigger story that you can't have you can't speak when she's talking, because she just shouts at you. So it's exhausting. And I'm not going to go on national television and start screaming and shouting and swearing. It's just not the way I am. I'd rather stand dignified and say, I'm raising a lady and I'm raising a gentleman. And I don't want their mother to be seen as a crazy woman.
Okay. No more talk of that.
I was about to say, I had a question that's coming up later that I can probably get rid of now. I was going to ask you what you would both want to say, or what you would do differently if you were lucky enough to have a season two. I feel like there's plenty to cover in season two based on this conversation.
Well, let's hope we don't go back over this, because it's exhausting and it just goes around in circles. And I would love for us always to progress in friendships, progress in the way that we go ahead and do stuff together, and just... Like, yeah. Like, poor Jules, having to go through what she went through this series, you know, the two Juliets got it this series. We get as good as we get, I hope.
Yeah, I just, all the lies and stuff, like, yeah, like, it's
a lot. It's a lot being called a liar.
There's a lot of name calling and stuff. So you just be thick skinned and, you know, because it's definitely, it's going to keep going.
Yeah. I know we've spoken about your dynamic with Amanda already a little bit. We've touched on it. It's probably an understatement to say that it was spicy this season. How would you describe where things are at right now? Now that the reunion's aired, how are things with Amanda for both of you?
I mean, I think we're going to try to move forward. You know, we did have a fun relationship for, you know, when it was great. It was super fun. And I think... She is hilarious. She's camp. She's fun. You know, we've traveled together. We had a really great relationship.
With Amanda, I was quite shocked, actually, where that came from. And we were just discussing it before on another interview. Yeah, I was totally taken aback where that came from. And I don't know in her head if she replayed some of the old episodes and got upset again about me sticking up for Juliet. I don't know where that came in, the way that she turns and the way that she lashes at what Juliet's gone through. If she's now going to project that on me, I'm just not taking it. I mean, she doesn't know enough about my life. And if she thinks that she can get away with doing that to me too, it's wrong. You know, I'm an excellent mother. I have an amazing husband, 19 and a half years of marriage. You know, those are just no-go areas for me. And I don't know, to be honest, with Amanda. I mean, I have to say, you've seen that personality. You think you're on a straight road with someone, but then, like, you get a curveball. I mean, I'm quite straightforward, so I don't know. Let's see where that friendship goes.
Now, Juliet, Angus, you've been on Ladies of London. How did you find the experience of filming Real Housewives of London? Was it different? Did you use any of your previous experience in this filming? like for filming this series?
I felt completely different this time around. It's 10 years later. I felt like I was always trying to prove something on Ladies of London. I was new in town. I was a new girl. You know, I was the try hard. I was like, you have to try hard when you've moved to a new country and you've new friends. You have to, you know, put an effort in. And, you know, and now I think I don't want as many friends. I don't want to make new friends, really. Like, unless somebody's like, but I'm like, I'm settled in my way. I'm confident in my way. I love my family life. I love more simplicity. And so I feel like this season, I was trying to stick up for myself, but I'm not trying to prove anything. You're going to see it all. You're in my house. You're with my husband. You're with my kids. There's nothing I'm hiding. There's nothing, you know, we've got the dogs here, Baroness Beau.
I love that
appearance. She's got a haircut. Duke is right next to me. So I feel completely different this time around where I'm not going to let anyone talk to me that way. I'm not, you know, yeah.
There was a maturity to you. Like, you could see the maturity. I think that comes with time. I won't say with age, because we're all aging gracefully, but there's a maturity compared to the previous show. One of the great things about this season was the humor. There were a lot of laughs. We found ourselves laughing a lot. Juliet Mayhew, we will never forget the dinosaur. Which castmate would you say made you laugh the most during filming?
Oh gosh.
I think we had that.
I think our show went
the funny show.
Yeah, but when Juliet and I did that after show, I think that was, we laughed a lot. Both of us, I'll tell you why. Both of us were comfortable with each other's company. Both of us could trust each other. And both of us felt a place to let our guard down. And so we had a moment where we could really relax and be ourselves. I think, to be honest, you're in combat most times. So you laugh, but actually you don't have the full freedom and the safety. And if you don't feel safe and secure in a situation, you're not going to be your full self. I mean, I laugh at myself all the time. I think with family we laugh, but that for me was like, that was us. We just let rip of who we are. And even the producers were like, we love that, because you guys were like, so ourselves. Yeah.
After show, which I don't know. But yeah. People forget to probably watch that. I like the after show a lot.
Yeah.
I love
it. So did we. It was fantastic.
Oh, good. Oh, and also Reality Mothers, just so you know, the Chelsea in Bloom is a big thing here. It's the Chelsea Flower Show competition, and I won a gold. So it is a big thing, and that's why it was on the show. I just thought I'd put that in perspective for you from your last podcast. You're like, I don't know why she was showing flowers. It is a big thing. The Queen used to go every year, the Royal Family go. So just so you know, that's why it was on the show.
You guys
are schooled. We are going to go back and rewatch that episode.
Thank you for that, Juliet.
Yeah. It's a big thing for an Aussie to win Chelsea and Bloom, let me tell you.
We're going to need to do a re-record on that one. Look, ladies, congratulations on a stellar season. You can be really proud of it. It was fantastic TV and we genuinely loved it. You can catch the entire season of The Real Housewives of London screening now exclusively on HeyU. Juliet and Juliet, it has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.